Okay. The Pesach Shlomo basically said that he felt, you know, we had this argument yesterday whether his kasha is a valid kasha or not a valid kasha. He feels it's a valid kasha. That why did the Gemara and the Hamina hold a svara milsa b'no taima? I was insisting that I think the Rashi would say it's not a valid kasha, because Rashi would say that you don't understand the whole svara milsa b'no taima, so you can't say which is better. But okay, but his basic answer was that against the learning out from Shura Mu'ad the normal way, then there would be a Chazaka Sheni Motayin that would be good. Well, if you learn out from Chazaka Sheni Motayin, Milsa Motayma, then it makes sense why Chazaka needs a Taina. Okay. And I had a Kasha that doesn't fit into Tavis as Havamina. Okay. With that, leaving that alone. Okay. But let's just look for a second at the, I don't know for a second, but for a little bit at this Mari Ben Leiv. It's very interesting. This is really, I think Rabbi Nelson Meltzer pointed this out, but it's what's interesting. I mean, the result of what's interesting. If we skip almost, skip in the Mari Ben Leiv to the very end. Okay, we actually read the whole thing, but just to skip it.
Where do we find this?
I once sent a play Shlomo.
Oh, so yeah.
With the Pesach Shlomo, I sent the Mari Ben Leiv at the same time. So he says, if we skip in the middle to the Oy, near the end, I just think it would just be, even though it's not really right to skip in the middle, but it just make life easier. The Oy, he's going on the second Tysus. The Ha Kusha. They call Maksha Hatarzin Hochi Hashta. In other words, when the Gemara answers to the Hochi Hashta, it's really a question. It's not like it's an answer. Gemara Asikasha, if you're not sure, you should need the fourth time. But the word says Hochi Hashta. So obviously, Hochi Hashta is an answer. But the language Hochi Hashta is like is being said as a question, like you're not making any sense. Like Hochi Hashta, what are you talking about? Like, so that's what we think. It's really a question. Shayach afila my demasik ataita demakshin to have a milsa at all time. Okay. So he's learning that in other words, this was we were debating whether the Gemara's answer only works in Milsa B'Taima or only works in Milsa B'Taima, and I'm sure the Gemara was switching back to Tavis as Havamina, or no, the Gemara's answer also works in Milsa B'Taima. So he says that it could be it works even in Milsa B'Taima. Okay. B'Yamin that Tavis in Machin Kari my Kari, right? And at the Machin of Hikshin of Meeting, the Vade is Okhi Prushin Milsa. Okay, in other words, a simple pshat. Taivis kasha is that I don't understand what the hamin was. The teretzu, the asing of the amakshin, the afusa, the yomi shamu, and amilsa, but all time. Okay, that's a simple pshat in taisis. That for some reason, in the beginning, it earned taisis differently. But in the end, he's switching to the very simple pshat in taisis. Again, taivis and chafchasam and awis. That taivis says, I don't understand the Gemara's question because if you learn from Shura Mu'ed, and Hutzik Shatchin, so then the raya is that Hutzik Naklin after three dives. The Tari is the Tiris of Hisraris Hamakshin. And the Gemara, the Gemara thought that the learning is Milsa al Taima. So when the Gemara answered Hochi Hashta, the Gemara is sticking with Milsa B'Lal Taima. Right? Okay. My Koi Maksha Taisa is Tema, my Sagadaita the Maksha. Right? So what is he asking? It's a little, and on the next site, there's a Chav Ches Amadeit. Taisus He's saying the simple pshat in the Gemara is that our Tavis, the one that in the Baal of Chav Ches Amin Ha'av, proved that the Gemara, for some reason, we don't know why, assumed that pshat in the Limud from Shor HaMu'ed is Milsa B'Lel Taima. The Gemara said, if that's the case, you should have to wait to the fourth time. And the Gemara gives an answer. Pashat pshat, the answer is not dropping the Hav Amina, that the Limud is Milsa B'Lel Taima, right? That's Pashat pshat. So he asks a question. So then the Gemara asks a kasha. If that's the case, it should be Chazaka Sheni Mitaina should help. So this asks a kasha at the top of the next Amid, why should Chazaka Sheni Mitaina help? And Taiz's answers. Even the So the simple reading of Taisus is that Taisus on Chav Ches Amin Ha'av, in order to explain the Gemara's Kasha, he's explaining the Gemara's Kasha that we're working with the system of Huxik Shatkin, or whatever, something like that. Right? Huxik Shal Yimcha Oy.
Very difficult, because Gemara says Elamayato.
Right, and it's very difficult because the Gemara Taibis and the previous Taibis said the Gemara is not working with that system. Right. Now, but well, look what the Mari Ben Leiv says. So the simple reading is, why did Taibis say that we're working with that system? Because if you would work with the system of Milsa B'Lel Taima, then Taivis has no answer for his question. Right? That's the simple reading in Taisus, is that Taisus says something, it's very difficult, and Taivis says that we're learning out from Kivdi Avin Shara Mu'id, just like Huxik Naklin, here also Avichesh Yim Cha'od. So Taivis seems to change from what he said in Chav Ches Amin Ha'av. Chav Ches Amin Ha'av, he said, we're not learning from Shor HaMu'ed the Huxik Naklin. We're learning something else. We're learning Milsa B'Lel Taima. So I don't have an answer for that. But what seemingly the reason why Taisus did that is because Taisus couldn't answer his question without doing that. So the simple reading of Taisus is that Taibis has two different ways of learning from Shor HaMu'ed. You can learn Huxik Naklin and Huxik Shatkin, or you can learn Milsa B'Lel Taima. Taisus and Chav Ches Amin Ha'av, in order to explain the Gemara's Kasha the fourth time, felt that you have to learn Milsa B'Lel Taima. Taibis on Chav Ches Amin Beis, in order to explain the Gemara's Kasha, that a Chazaka Sheni Mitaina should help, had to learn Huxik Naklin. It's a steer in the Gemara. So the seemingly, before you read the Peneshla, the Mari Ben Leiv, you have to say that the Gemara somehow made a switch. When the Gemara says Hachi Hashta, the Gemara is switching. And that's sort of what you have to say. Okay. But comes along the Mari Ben Leiv, and look what a wild thing he says. First of all, he says the Gemara is not switching. When the Gemara gives a Teretz, the Gemara is sticking with the Das of the Maksha. You know, the same Svara. The Teretzu, the Asik Adayte HaMaksha, Fid Mishra Mu'a, Milton El Taima. And the Metaretz Teretz, I mean, the last two words of the lines of the Mari Ben Leiv. The Metaretz is working within the Svara of the Makshan, not switching back. Okay, so then he has a problem. Again, Michael Maksha Toises, Tema my Sagadaita to Maksha. So what's
the problem?
What?
He remains Shver.
I said, but what's his problem?
He's asking a Tosfos, but how does he understand Tosfos' answer?
Right, but what's he asking?
Tosfos is not in the same system.
No, that's not what he's asking. No, he doesn't ask that.
He seems to say that if you say that it's a milsa b'lei taima, then I would have no problem that he should win without a taina.
Right. In other words, the marim elav is 100% opposite to us, 100% opposite to the Pnei Shlomo. Right? The Pnei Shlomo said, to keep the cheshbon, that the reason why the Gemara assumed Milsa ben al Taima is because they wanted to figure out that Chazaka needs a Taina. If you learn the system of Huxik Shatrin, then you shouldn't need a Taina because we have a Raya that he's Meichel. But if you're learning Milsa ben al Taima, so then there's no Raya to assume Mechila. So of course you need a Taina. So the Pnei Shlomo's whole system was that you know what's driving Milsa b'lo taima, because Milsa b'lo taima is the ultimate shot that works out that Chazaka Sheini Miltaina is no good. Simple reading of Tavis and Chesem and Beis is that way too, because the fact that Tavis in his answer has to bring a whole long speech that we're learning Huxik Natlin, which is not like he said on Chaf Chesam and Aleph, it's mashmah. The reason why he's doing that is because if you learn like Chaf Chesam and Aleph, you wouldn't be able to say the answer. So he's going out of his way to tell you a chiddush, which is hard to understand the chiddush, because how did he get there? How did you make that transformation? But Tavis is saying that there's a simple reading of Tavis that says if you learn that Cheskes Gimel Shanim is working through the system of Milsa ben al Taima, so then of course you need a Taina, because we don't assume Mechina. There's no indication of Mechina, so you need a Taina. If Chazaka is an indication of that you kept quiet, so then it's an indication that you are Meicho. Then there's a Havamina to think that it's an indication that you're Meicho. So then you don't need a Taina, because it could be the guy was Michael. But if Chazaka is not working through the system that you kept quiet, that you were an indication that you're going to keep quiet, so there's no indication to assume Mechila, so it's Pasha, you need a Taina. That's what the Pnei Shlomo assume. That's what we assume. And it's fascinating that the Harib Ben Leib, an early Akron, is 100% opposite of what we assume and what the Pnei Shlomo is assuming. Right? Let me just say that once again. Just see, the question is, according to this Kiddush Dik of Shat that Tosfos mentions, that we're learning out from Shor HaMoed, Milsa ben al Taima, does it make, would Chazaka need a Taina or would not need a Taina? The Pnei Shlomo says that if you say that pshat, then Chazaka definitely needs a Taina. And that's the whole reason why Chazal wanted to say such a pshat, because they wanted to explain why Chazaka needs a Taina. The Loshen of Tavis and Chaf Ches Amid Beis is mashma that way. The Tavis goes out of his way to say the other system, because according to this system of Milsa ben al Taima, there's no room for a Havamina that you don't need a Taina. But the Marib Elev is bothered, Mamish, the opposite. He says, if you learn Milsa ben al Taima, then it's
so not need a Taina.
That you don't need a Taina, that I can't even understand Tavis is Havamina. What in the world is Tavis is Havamina? Tavis asks, why, how can you say you don't need a Taina? Of course you don't need a Taina if you learn Milsa ben al Taima. Right? So it's Mamish opposite worlds. Tosfos and the Pnei Shlomo, besides us, Pnei Shlomo and the Marib Ben Leib, they're a few hundred years apart, but they're total opposites. The Pnei Shlomo is assuming that if you say Milsa ben al Taima, then for sure you need a Taina, because there's no reason to assume Mechila. So there's no reason to assume the chida, then you need a taina. And the Bnei Shlomo is assuming, and the Rabbi Ben Lev is assuming that there's no room for Taivis as Havamina, because of course you don't need a taina. Right? Mamish, 100% collision. Okay, is that cool. I hope that's clear. So yeah. What's the Hezber in the Machlaikas? Why does the Mari Ben Leif say one thing and the Bnei Shlomo says the opposite? Who's right?
Might it depend on what we understood Milsa B'lai Taina to accomplish? I think Rebbe said earlier in the week that the imperative, the justification of Milsa B'lai Taina was for the economy to function. And that was the only reason that was even a possibility. And if that's the case, then that might only be legitimate as far as it's needed to support the economy, which does not include.
Right, so that for sure would not work with the Mari Ben Leif. Yeah. So what is the Prashan of the Mari Ben Leif? He's obviously not agreeing with me.
Right. I was just saying that maybe on that pivotal point, maybe he's come from a whole different place and he doesn't use that as the support for Milsa B'lai Taima, or the concept that Milsa B'lai Taima was looking just for a number. We needed a number. And once we found the number was B'lai Taima, I had to connect it.
I haven't agreed with you, but I don't know that's alone. And I have this. He's definitely not agreeing with what I said. That's for sure. But what is the machlokes revolve around? If you had to put in a one sentence chakira to explain the machlokes again, the Bnei Shlomo says that if chazakas learns from Milsa B'lai Taima, then you definitely need a taina, and the Mari Ben Leif says if it's learned from Chazaka Sheni, if it's a Milsa B'lai Taima, then you definitely don't need a taina, and Taivis will never have a Havamina. So what's the Machlokes revolve around? So Rav Nosson, you said this already. He's still here.
I'm here.
Yeah, so you said this about a week ago.
Yeah, let's hear. I wasn't sure whether my approach works, but okay, go ahead.
But on this point, you quoted Chakira.
Yeah.
What was the Chakira?
Oh, the Chakira, whether it's a transfer of ownership or just Mufsak.
Right. Whose Chakira was that?
That L'chaira, I got it from your Sefer, but you can see it inside the Ritva and the Ramban.
Right. Okay.
The Ritva goes very, very strong against complete ownership. He says it's only muksak.
Right.
And he says the Gemara Shaila was on undoing his muksak, but does the other guy receive it or not?
Right. So how would that help with his machlokes?
I'm not clear. I mean, if you say that it's complete transfer of ownership by Shalosh Nagichas, you're done. I mean, you could learn maybe that's what Marion Leib holds.
Right. In other words, we have this Milsa B'lai Taima. David says on the bottom of Chav Chesam and Aleph that Kimin Shachla Shal Shah B'lai Micha Nafka Leimi Rishos Marecher L'Rishos L'Keach Avgav the Milsa B'lai Taima. So the $1 million question, what does the word Rishos mean? Rishos can mean by this, or Rishos can mean the muksik. So if Rishos means by this, so then Taivis is saying that we're learning out from Shor HaMu'ed, a Milsa B'lai Taima, that when you're Akla Shal Shanim, somehow or another you get the bitus. So then would you need a taina?
No, of course.
No, of course not, because the it says, because Yeguva, You say, how did I get it? I got it because I ate three years. The whole purpose of the Taina is to explain why it's yours. But we have an explanation why it's yours. The Torah created a system that the transference of the ownership is transferred because I ate 3 years. It makes no sense. Why would the Torah do that? The Torah did it. I don't know. Milsa ben al-taima. The Torah made a din that, you know, it's Hefker Bezdin, Hefker, so to speak, but it's not Hefker Bezdin. It's Hefker HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That if someone else goes on your field for 3 years and he stays there, then the ownership of that field is transferred to that other person. It's like we had in Gittin that there's such a thing as a Kinyan Milchama, right? If they capture something, then they actually they're not, the thing is that they're a ganav. We have to give back all the Nazi the artwork that all the Nazis stole. But in the Gemara, I'm not sure when we apply it and when we don't. So I'm not saying halacha l'maisa. But there's such a thing called the kinyan of milchama, that when you, if in war you capture something, it becomes yours. And now if they sold it, it's a good sale. It was theirs, right? That's a Gemara in Gittin, that there's some kind of kinyan. So the seemingly, if you learn Pshat in this Milsa b'lo taima, the Torah said that if you're sitting in the field for 3 years, it's like if you're a ganav, after 3 years, becomes the owner. The Torah makes the ganav the owner.
The only problem is, Rabbi, is that if the other person is not around, l'chayra doesn't work. So yes, it's not.
According to this Pshat, maybe it does work. Just like the Gemara is saying, it would work with Chazaka Sheni Motaina. So maybe it would even work if he's not around. I don't know. Maybe that also would work. According to the Mari Ben Lev is saying, Mari Ben Lev says that according to this Pshat, you would work with a Chazaka Sheni Motaina. Now, we don't pass in that way. I mean, we don't, but we're working in a Havamina that's not true. But he says, then if you're working with this pshat, you don't need a taina. The reason is because the Torah transfer the ownership. That's what taifas means. Kivin sha'ok v'shal sha'am v'nomicha, nafik leim irishus meicher, irishus lokeach. The Torah basically takes it away from the meicher and gives it to the lokeach. A little bit you could hear that the same reason. Why does the Torah say that a ganav is kinda? Because otherwise, the world, you know, you can't think, you know, if milchama can't be kinda, so then, you know, the whole world's gonna go crazy. I know.
Rabbi agrees. It says v'loy micha. It means we need the other guy's input or to see the reflective
Taiva says v'lo micha. Yeah, okay, but doesn't say because he was around. He was Micha, that's it. That's Shoshan Velo Micha. I agree.
If he's not around to be Micha, that wouldn't.
I don't know if that's what you say. I don't know if that's.
Tysus, Rebbe and Tysus Teres, he puts two concepts together. He says that he ate, Achla. And that's almost like Nagicha. He's doing a positive act, show of bilis. Plus shtika.
Right.
And then he says that's equivalent to mechila. That's Taisus.
No. Excuse me. I'm but the Taisus on Chaf Ches Amen Aleph. I'm looking at Taisus on
Ches. Only says shtika.
Chaf Ches Amen Aleph doesn't say a word about mechila. So the
right. No, that's true.
The Mari Ben Leib is learning Shad and Taisus Chaf Ches Amen Aleph that this has nothing to do with mechila. The Mariba, I'm sorry, is learning.
That's correct.
That this is it's not doing Mechina. This is a system that it's some kind of transference of ownership. The Torah created a din. We're learning out from Shor HaMoed that there's another system how you can transfer ownership. So you transfer ownership with a kinyan. with das makne and das keine, and this is transferred without das makne and without das keine. That's why I gave you an example of Muhammad. Muhammad doesn't need das makne and das keine.
Why can't we say a different chakira? That the machlekes says whether you need two, you need achila plus shtika or just shtika alone. In other words, Taisis over here seems to say I have to have a show of ownership plus shtika.
Yeah, but and you should need a taina. Why does the I'm trying to understand the
marina. That's why I don't need a taina.
Why don't you need a taina?
Oh, because I ended up with mechila, but in a havami he didn't hold.
No, well, but that's Taisis is. Mariba Levi is saying that there's no Taivis Hamina doesn't make sense. Taivis is Teretz and Chesam Ebeis was Mechila. Right?
Yes.
Then Taivis Havamina and Chesam Ebeis doesn't seem to know Mechila. And yet, the Mariba Levi is saying that Taivis shouldn't even have a Havamina. Which means that he seems to be saying to Marie Benet that according to the Teretz holds that Milsa B'Lo Taima, then even without Mechila, you get it. And without Mechila and without a Taina. But Keretaivis' answer is that there's a possibility of Mechila. And therefore it works in the even in the other system. But Taivis and his Kasha was assuming there's no possibility of Mechila. And still, the Marie Ben Leib says that Taivis would not have had a Kasha according to the Mandamar of Milsa B'Lal Taima. So that means that if you learn Milsa B'Lal Taima, you don't need to give an explanation how you were kainet. Because you don't need to be kainet. It's Milsa B'Lal Taima. The Torah gives it to you.
What is Rabbi saying below? What does Rabbi say below micha means again? I'm sorry, it's not clear. What does below micha mean?
You need the fact that there is low micha. But it doesn't say that you need the fact that the guy was around and he had the ability to be micha. That he doesn't say. I don't know if that's what it means or not. No micha means an improvise. You have to be that you were there 3 years, fully like you looked like a bow for 3 years. Okay, maybe the guy was around and you know micha. It could be. But there's some kind of svara, just like by Shor HaMu'ed. Three times makes a halachic transformation. So three times that you look like the owner, you act like the owner. It's not a raya. That rubber is a raya. Anyone who walked by and looked at this situation would think that you're the owner. You look like the owner. You smell like the owner. You taste like the owner. For 3 years, you give the appearance of being the owner. So if you give the appearance of being the owner for 3 years, even though there's no logical reason why it should be yours, Hashem makes it yours. Hashem gives it to you. That's how he learned. That the Torah takes away the bainus from the meicher and gives it to you. The Torah makes you the bow, makes you the owner. So therefore, it says in Marie Ben Leib, you don't need a taina. Why in the world do you need a taina? My taina is, you know how I got it. I got it because I was here 3 years. That's kuva my taina. I made a kinyan of cheskas kimoshanim.
Maybe the Torah said also v'loy micha. I don't know why. Maybe the Torah said also.
Maybe it's v'loy micha. But the kinyan is not mechila, and the kinyan is not that I bought it. The Kenyan, according to Marie Ben Leib, is Kenyan. Kenyan Gimel Shanim, Cheskas Gimel Shanim, is a Kenyan. That's how he's reading Pshat and Taisvitz. Uncle Shoshan Ben Omicha, that makes a Kenyan.
According to Marie Ben Leib, you have a Stira and Taisvitz.
Why have a Stira and Taisvitz?
Taisa Chaf Aleph Amid Aleph to Amid Beis. Amid Beis, you have no Kasha.
That's what he asked Akasha. That's his question.
Right. So according to him, this is Stira and Taisvitz.
Okay. But you know, okay. But you see how he's learning Pshat and Taisvitz. He's an early Akron. You see how he understood When Taiva says Nafkane Rishus Moichin Rishus Lokeach, he means the bainus is Nafkane.
I understand, but the Ramban and the Ritva are yelling Chai V'Kayom. Where's the Kenyan? Where's the Kenyan?
Okay, so that's exactly it's a Gevaldik a Machlekes. It's like a Machlekes Rishonim. You know, the Rebbe is almost like a Rishon. So we have a tremendous Machlekes here. Then the place Shlomo is like you're quoting the Ramban and the Ritva, which means that they're arguing. There's a tremendous achloikas here. How we understand Shad and Tysis when David says Nafkane Rishus Meicher, Rishus Lokeach, and apparently they're arguing what the translation of the word Rishus means.
Rabbi, if they were if somebody would bring Aiden now, according to him, that Taka, this guy just moved in on the field, does he still get it because he made a Kenyan?
According to Taivis, also yes. Taivis says because Mechila. Taivis answers it when the Gemara says Chazaka Sheini Maltaina gets it. That means even if they bring Aiden that you moved in, you win. Taivis' final answer is because we assume Mechila. Ari Ben Lev is saying that even without Mechila, because I have a Kenyan of Cheskes Gimel Shanim. So that's it. That's what he's saying.
He's saying Itaka would not need to buy it. I'm saying Rebbe's saying that the way he's learning is that Itaka would not need to buy it.
Right. Which is, so that's clear in the Sugya. That's clear in the Gemara. The Gemara has a Kasha. Edameata, Chazaka, Sheini, Maltaina should work. Tavis in his final answer, Chav Chesam Abeis, Tavis asks the Kasha, what's the logic? How can a Chazaka Sheini Motaina work? Taiva says, because it worked through Mechila. So it means even if the guy doesn't know, he doesn't know the other person was Meichel, he doesn't know, but there's an indication you were Meichel because you were quiet. The Marib Ben Leib says that you don't need that answer if you're lurking with the Svara of Milsa Balataima. And it's Pashit that it worked with Chazaka Sheini Motaina. So the answer is because there's the Cheskes Gimel Shanim itself is a transference of ownership. So you don't have to come along with a taina. You don't have to go ahead and say how you got it. You got it because you have a Cheskes Gimel Shanim. So we have a very interesting machlokes. What does the word Nafkane Mishus Moicher Shus Lokeach, where the Marie Ben Leib says it means a bitus. And the Pnei Shlomo learned they meant the Muksik. I'm not saying that the Ramban is saying clearly that it means a Muksik, but I don't know if he uses the word Rishus in the Ramban. I have the Ramban.
The Marin Leib is clearing Pshat in Toisvus that the word Rishus in Toisvus?
Yes.
The Marin Leib is clear in Toisvus then.
But that's what he's asking. Marie Ben Leib is Guba asking that question. So obviously, that's what he holds.
He cannot understand.
What?
If he learned Muxik, he wouldn't have a problem.
That's right. But he doesn't learn it. You know why? Because he's a big Talmud Chacham. And he knows that that's what the word Rishus means. Rishus doesn't mean Muxik. Rishus means whenever we have the word in Chazal, Kamalei B'Rishusei. We have that expression in many places. Kamalei b'rishusei. So that probably means bitus, no? Where do we have that expression? Someone can say a little better
that the Marim Malev did not like Tysus's Teres with Mechila.
Okay. But I'm just saying that I suspect the Marim Ben Leiv is a, you know, of the Chavetz Chaim fetch, and he knows that Rishus, the word Rishus, does not mean Muksik. Rishus means bitus. Now, the Ramban maybe says differently, but the Ramban doesn't use the word Rishus. The Ramban says, Yotza Mecheskoso, for the Muksik V'Oime. The Ramban Enochinami is saying the other Svara, that it only transfers the muktzik. But Taisus is lashon. Marie ben Leiv is medayik, and Taisus is lashon. That nafgalem rishus moich rishus lokeach means that we're transferring the bainus, and therefore he gufa has a kasha. We need the sarachian. What's Taisus's problem on kaf chesam beis? You just got finished saying that it's a milsa b'lal taima. And Milza, but all time it worked through Nafkele, Mirisha, Smoker, and okay, it's just okay. So, of course, you don't need a Taina.
But where does the Ma'ariv ben Leiv get, you know, this thing that Muhammad Tarets, Tirets, the Tisvaras, Hamakshon? How does he know, you know, you see that Tosas doesn't tell him that?
No, you don't see any in Svara.
Kafkaisam with
base, going that too, because logically, there's no reason, when you think about it in Svara, why should the Metarets be dry? First, there's two reasons. Well, the first reason is what the Ma'ariv ben Leiv seems to say, the Lashon Hachi Hashta. Hachi Hashta means I'm talking to you, like you're not making any sense. If the pshat is that you're making perfect sense in your logic, except that you got the wrong limud, because the limud is from Huxik Naklin, I don't think that's not doesn't fit into the words of Hachi Hashta, because he doesn't say anything about that you got the wrong limud. So the words Hachi Hashta, Hachi Hashta implies that I'm talking to you. I'm saying you're not making any sense. I'm making perfect sense in my world that I'm learning a milsa b'lo taima. I'm making perfect sense. So Edomai, you said it's a different world. That you don't say that Hachi Hashta. Hachi Hashta is not the right way of saying it. And that's when you look at Marie Ben Leiv's law, it says Hachi Hashta is almost a question. It's not an answer. He said it's a question on the question. And that's what he says that. That Hachi Hashta means you're attacking him. Like, what are you talking about? And it's said in Lashon exclamation. It's Hachi Hashta. He can on Nogach Mai the Shane.
Could Rebbe contrast the two svaras in Taisus, not Taisus against the other Rishonim, but in Taisus itself, before the Ma'ariv, you know, we have Pnei Shlomo, we have Ma'ariv ben Leiv, and what the contrast is?
Yes. Taisus said there's a svara milsa b'lo taima. Milsa b'lo taima means we don't understand it. It's almost like Xeris HaKasa. What is Xeris HaKasa? We're learning out from Shor Mu'ed Xeris HaKasa. Milsa b'lo taima, right? Xeris HaKasa. It's some kind of way we learned it yesterday. It's one of these Ayud Gimel Mida Shatari Nidreshus Ba. Somehow or another, you can learn out from Shor HaMu'ed, Xeris HaKosev to the Cheskes Gimel Shana. Now, what is Xeris HaKosev? That it's after the equivalent number of years of Shor HaMu'ed, it's Nafka from Rishus Meicher to Rishus Lokeach. So we said that the words Rishus has a dual meaning. So if Rishus means bainus, so the Xeris HaKosev is that after you sit on the field for 3 years, even though you didn't buy it, it automatically becomes yours. The fact that you were there makes it yours. If Rishus just means muksik, then there's a different shot in the Xeris HaKosev. The Xeris HaKosev is that even though you can't have muksik on karka, and real muksik, and really the marikama is considered the primary muksik, if you're there 3 years, then you get a din muksik on karka. But the machlokes between the Pnei Shlomo and the Ma'ariv ben Leiv is what is a milsa b'lo taima that Taivis is saying? What is Xeris HaKosev? According to the Pnei Shlomo, Xeris HaKosev is that you become the muksik, even though you can't hold karka. But when you're there 3 years, you become the muksik and karka. And according to Marie Ben Leib, the Xeris HaGozov is it becomes your bitus. So since the Marie Ben Leib has become your bitus, then there's no reason why you should eat a taina.
Rebbe, it comes out that the Marie Ben Leib is saying sort of too big of a chiddush because there's no real Kenyan, and the Pnei Shlomo, the Lashon really doesn't work out. I'm just saying
I don't know. I don't say one's too big of a fish. I don't say the lot. I'm just pointing out a very fascinating.
I'm saying L'chaira, he's saying a chiddush. If he could say that, in other words, to say that Tysus is saying that without saying for multiple time is so white that a person doesn't have to buy something, you go into somebody else's field and sometimes eat there. That's a tremendous, tremendous, unbelievable chiddush versus learning like the Pnei Shlomo. And the Pnei Shlomo, to say the word Rishus means, just to be out of the Marikama, is also doesn't sound like that's the right reading. I'm saying,
we have to have a lawyer. I know we have a lawyer in the house. Is there such a thing as a squatter that after a certain point in time he's Kona?
Is there such a thing? Adverse possession.
What?
Something called adverse possession.
What does that mean?
It means if I move into your house and live there for a certain amount of time, depending on the state where, right, and no one says anything, then at some point I would acquire it.
Even if I admit I didn't buy it.
Yeah, probably depends on the state, but
okay.
Yeah, so the old rule was that for sure.
Yeah, so there's such a concept that's what we're saying in the Marie Ben Leib that. I know it's definitely there's such a thing in government land, in these places. And if you live there in the government land for a certain amount of time, but even if you say private land, if you were, that's how they settled the out west. You moved in, you made your farm, it became yours. Who did you buy it from? The person who made his, what is it called? You made a big cattle range. It says it's your property. How did it become your property? You didn't buy it. You got it because it was.
I thought they stole it from the Indians.
Okay, but it was stolen from the government. You built your house on it, so now it's yours. That's what the Arabs, okay. Anyway, so we're saying that shot in. That's how the Marie Ben Leib understands Chan and Tysus. The Pnei Shlomo is understanding him differently. That the Pnei Shlomo says is just giving you a muksik. So then there's a tremendous nafkamina. According to the Pnei Shlomo, you need a taina. According to the Pnei Shlomo, there's no steer in Tysus. That's very, very good Tysus. That's why Tysus. According to Ben Shomo, there's a reason why Tavis and Chas Chesam Ebeis had to switch to the other Manda Amar, because in this Manda Amar of Milsa B'lal Taima, you could never, it wouldn't work, because there's no indication for Mechila, and without Mechila, there's no basis for you to get ownership. The problem is, why did we, Mechitesi, the Gemara switched, but okay. Why did the Gemara switch? Because they didn't need to switch to answer the question. But according to the Marie Ben Leib, if you would have learned like Tavis is Havamina, then Tavis wouldn't have even had a kasha. And the reason why David speaks out Kivan is like a chish. Kivan, he means like almost like even. I don't know if that's Kivan doesn't mean that, but there's the David's is chish is that even in this system, Micha Ali Bechazkin Shal Yimcha Oid. Yeah. And therefore we assume Mechila. Okay. Anyway, it's a very interesting machlokes. So, that's what comes out. The But it is true that the Taisa, the Klesh, the Mari Ben Leiv, leaves Taisa Shrer. It just, you know, like, you know, it's a raya to how strong the Klesh, the Mari Ben Leiv is on his opinion. If Mari Ben Leiv would have learned like the Klesh Shlomo, he wouldn't have had a problem on Taisa. But he is so adamant, not like the Klesh Shlomo, he's so adamant that his pshat is right, that he leaves Taisa Shrer based on that. Okay. All right, what do you people say? Any or should we go further, or you have anything to say?
Was any hachrak besides the Lashon that the Mari Ben Leiv learned Taisus?
I don't know. The Mari Ben Leiv doesn't tell us what his hachrak is. Maybe it's not a hachrak from the Lashon either. I made that up. We don't know what his hachrak is. But we know Zem in the form. We don't know. He doesn't say what his hachrak is. But in the Maisa, it's very interesting that he's the exact opposite of the Pnei Shlomo.
That's what I'm asking. So why did he do that? Learn like the Pnei Shlomo. Don't leave Taisus Shrer. I mean, I'm saying there's two ways to learn Taisus. Unless it's the Lashon, I'm saying unless it's a Cheshbon or a Lashon, there shouldn't be a reason to abandon ship. Unless we never. I mean, I don't know. why learn the other way and then leave Taisus Shrer? I just don't.
Yeah, okay. I don't know.
According to the Pnei Shlomo, what does it mean? He's a muhsak, but still, what does that mean?
Who has the right? Who can say to the other person, "Amoytze mechavero olav haraya"? So by mitaltanim, the person who's holding it says to the other guy, "Amoytze mechavero olav haraya." And if there's a suffix, I win because I'm holding it. By karka, since you can't put karka in your pocket. So even if you're standing on karka, you cannot say amot mechaveh v'raya because you don't really have the karka. I'll call the police and throw you off. So by karka, the muksik is considered the marikama, but that's what the kuntras of sveika says. By karka, the marikama has the kayak of amot mechaveh v'raya because when we don't know what to do, so we leave it by the marikama. By metalton, then we leave it to who's holding it. But by karka, we leave it to the marikama. Now comes along Cheskas Gimel Shanim, and it creates a din that you're the muksik, and you get a kayak of a muksik. It's not giving you the karka, and it's not a raya, it's just making you a muksik. And now, if you claim you bought it, so there's a suffix, you say you bought it, he said you didn't buy it. So the question is, so what do? We leave it by the muksik. So who's considered the muksik? So since you become considered the muksik, so therefore, it stays by you.
Could it be that the Mari Ben Leiv feels that Havana doesn't really line up with Shor HaMuad? Shor HaMuad is a real transformation, even though it's a bigger extension and a bigger chiddush to say a transfer of ownership, but that's real, and Shor HaMuad is a real transformation. To say this lumdus, that this makes you a din muhsik, it's a nice lumdus, and it could be in itself, it makes sense, but Shor HaMuad has nothing to do with that.
Okay, maybe that's where it came from. But okay, I don't know. Sure, Amuah, we just see a transformation of Chatzi Nezek to Nezek Shonim. So it's a transformation in your halachic, in your din of payment. So I don't know why that can't be who's the muksik. I don't know. I'm not really sure why that couldn't be. But okay, maybe. Okay, I don't know. What
could he be Mekadish? Could he Mekadish a lady with this according to the Pnei Shlomo?
According to the Pnei Shlomo, yes, because since you're a muksik, and then the muksik paskins, I mean, that it gets into a different shaila in halacha. If you win with a mutter mechaveh v'raya, can you be Mekadish and Isha?
So he's winning with this, Rebbe saying. Okay, I just want to know Rebbe saying he's winning.
That's a Kuntras HaSveikas question. Anytime you win, when I'm Muslim and Chaver of Araya, can you go ahead and take that money and be Mekayesh and Isha? So, but many people say yes. So that will be the same thing. What this is very relevant, I don't want to get into, you know, I want to do it read further in Taivis, but what gets very relevant is we're working now on the non-maskana shot in Cheskes Gimel Shadim. I mean, it's shot in Rabbi Yochanan, and the Gemara says it's shot in Rabbi Yishmael. But the mice of the entire Cheskes Habatim is working with the Aleilev shot, with Rava, that you know, why didn't you protest? So I'm pretty sure that in Rava, there's also this Chakira. It's when Rava says that the 3 years acts as a raya for the fact that you didn't protest, is Pshat in Rava that makes you, it's a raya that you bought it, the raya makes you muksik, right? I'm sure if the Ramban over there also, the famous Ramban, that there are people that learn Shan and the Ramban, that it's not a real raya to prove that it's yours. It's just a raya that makes you look like you're the owner. And since you look like the owner, you're considered muksik. So it's the same type of machlokes that we have over here. I mean, it's a little bit, not exactly the same. Here we have a machlokes between the Mariba and Lev and the Plain Shlomo, whether it gives you the bailis or it gives you the muksik. And I think in Rava, we have a machlokes, is it a raya that you have the bailis, or is it a raya that gives you a muksik? It's a, you know, it's a very similar kakira.
But I thought it's a bigger kasha on the Marikama, because he should have protested day one. Again, I don't remember the whole sugya I'm saying, but from day one, it's a real big tfi on him, and really should go. What was the after the shtarka? In other words, but day one, we're coming at the Marikama and saying he should have done something. So that showed that he really isn't the owner.
Okay, so we'll have to see. We'll learn the sugya. You know, people wait. You know, but we'll have to see. Okay, anyway, that's all I wanted. I just wanted to bring this very interesting machlokes. Let's go further a little bit in Taisus. We got another 5 minutes. So I'm doing the Taisus on Amud Beis, Rav Ches Amud Beis. So let's read the next Taisus. We got 5 minutes to try and read it. So Taisus, Enemeata, Chazaka Shemo Taina, Tema, Mai Saga Daita Demaksha. If the guy doesn't turn, so he's basically admitting it's not his, so how can we give it to him? So Rav Nosson Meltzer, as long as we should have keeps made a diak, which the diak is a very good diak, but I don't understand it, but the diak is a good diak, is that why does Tysus change his lashon? Here, basically, Tysus sounds like he's saying the exact same svara in Cheskes Gimel Shanim that he said in his Havamina of the last Tysus, that That's the same lashon. Hakinami, even hooksik shatchem shalosh shadim. So in Tavis and Chav Ches Amud Aleph, he uses the word hooksik shatchem. You know, which here in Tavis and Chav Ches Amud Beis, he doesn't use the word hooksik shatrin. So the question is cheskan shelo yimcha oid, is that the same as hooksik shatrin? So pashtus, it is. That's the same thing. A shatrin means someone who's not going to protest. So cheskan shelo yimcha oid, is the same as Chutzik Shatkin. So that's a pashtus. So Rabbi Nosson was asking why did Tzitzis change his lashon? Right, that was his question. Did you have anyone that says an answer for that?
No, I haven't seen anything.
No,
I mean, I suspect that just Chutzik Shatkin alone, without Shaloyim Cheod, is going to work in the Havamina.
Yes, so, but why does Tzitzis change his words? Shatkin,
for some reason,
that you're hooksick to keep quiet. So that's what lo yimcha oy means.
He needs lo yimcha oy in order to create mechila.
Well, but doesn't shatkin mean lo yimcha oy? Well, a person who shatkin means
but he doesn't have mechila.
But lo yimcha oy, it means he's not going to verbalize a mechila. He's not going to say a mechila. Lo yimcha oy. He didn't say about it. Lo yimcha oy. Then the next step is, and therefore we assume he's Michael. But your idea is, why does he say Lo Yimcha? He could have said the Cheska Shatkin, and then, and therefore we assume he's Michael. Like, why did Tzitzis change the Lashon? Yeah, I don't know the answer to that. So the simple answer is that it does mean the same, and Tzitzis just changed his words. I don't know. The real simple answer, not really simple, I take it back. I don't want to say the real simple answer. The Daichek simple answer is that the two Taisim are written by two different Bawi Taisis. Because anyway, there seems to be a hechrok to say that, because there's a stira between the two Taisim, right? Because the Taisim and Chav Ches and Aleph comes out that the Maskana is not learning from Shoksik Nachman. And not Huxik Shatkin, but it's a Milsa B'lal Taima. And Tzitzis and Chav Ches Amud Beis is saying, not like that. It's saying it's a different limud. So apparently, it's the Tzitzis and Chav Ches Amud Beis is not learning like Tzitzis and Chav Ches Amud Beis. So, okay. So maybe, okay, I don't know. It doesn't sound so good, but I suspect some people say that they're just, they're not in steerage to each other. But why you use a different lashon, I don't know. Okay, I gotta
could have been that's the context of what he was talking about, meaning the real nakuda is shalayim ha'i. That's true. And that's what he says over here. But earlier he was finishing the sentence of Mahosam Hoksak Nakhan Shalish Pamim, Achanam Hoksak Shaskin. It's not really appropriate to say in that context shalayim ha'i, because a Nagchan, it's not the pshat we know he's going to gore again. There's no guarantee he will, but the past history shows his nature. So his Huchak Nagchan, the Bialim has to watch him. Too strong to say, we know this person, this shah is going to gore. So to be parallel, he couldn't say, we know he's not going to be Meicha. But it's really the main point, to say the future is not going to be Meicha.
Okay, I don't know. Okay, I think I'm going to stop. Okay, now let's stop here for a minute. I would like to finish the rest of this Tisus. So tomorrow,